This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The area to the west of Key West is one of the country's oldest national wildlife refuges. Now all of its islands are under federal protection. Ballast Key was David Wachowski's special retreat, an island 8 miles west of Key West. It was also the only privately owned island within the boundaries of the Key West National Wildlife Refuge. President Teddy Roosevelt created that refuge more than a century ago. Now Ballast Key belongs to the federal government, like the other islands in the refuge, but it will also remain unique, with a research station managed by the Nature Conservancy. Refuge manager Dan Clark says acquiring the island completes the refuge.
Everything else is so remote. There's nothing else developed in the whole Key West National Wildlife Refuge, and the rest of the islands are congressionally designated wilderness, so there is a kind of a blanket of tranquility and peace there.
Wachowski had been talking to the Conservancy and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for years. The island was even listed for sale, though Chris Berg with the Nature Conservancy says he doesn't think Wachowski ever intended to sell it.
I think he liked to be courted. I think he liked to show off the beautiful island. I think he liked to have people become part of his vision and his dream for the island.
Wachowski died last September at the age of 99. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.